Chapter 1. Big Chill. I was in the gate with 2 minutes remaining before the last heat of the day. I guess I should have been nervous, but I wasn't. I was more excited than anything. I was standing at the top of the Big Chill. More people got injured on the Big Chill than any other run in Wyoming. I think it's because they don't know the run. I've ridden the Big Chill so many times, I could do it with my eyes closed. Not that I would ever snowboard with my eyes closed. 30 seconds, the race official called out. I quickly double-checked my binding, making sure it was tight. Then I pulled my goggles over my helmet. I was ready. I was psyched. 10 seconds. I began to rock my board back and forth. My snowboard slid easily across the snow. I took one final, excited, deep breath. Then I blew out hard, puffing my cheeks. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! The gun sounded. I flew out of the gate the instant it opened. The first part of the run was a narrow chute. All I could do was tuck, pick up speed, and not fall down. After a few seconds, the slope became a bit less steep. Although I was moving at a good speed, I had a second to look around. There wasn't much to see. The trees and rocks were a total blur. I smiled from ear to ear. We had gotten fresh snow the night before, so my board sunk down into the powder. I leaned back to spread my weight across the snow. I knew I was fine when I saw snow spray from my board. A thin mist of powder hit my face. At that moment, I was sure that I was winning. I fought through the powder. I turned only when I absolutely had to. Otherwise, I kept my line straight down the course. I was really moving. Not out of control, though. I'm never out of control, especially on the Big Chill. The course opened up into a mogul field. A mogul is a big, hard mound of snow on a run. It's not a jump, it's more of an obstacle. If you hit a mogul the wrong way, you'll land face first. If you face plant when you're going as fast as I go, it really hurts. I knew every bump on the run, though. There was no way I would hit one wrong. I moved through the mogul field with ease. I got a little bit of air a couple of times, but nothing too big. This was all about speed. I took each bump exactly as planned. After I passed through the mogul field, there was a final jump before the finish. It wasn't much, but when you're going fast, even a little jump can turn into big air. I tucked down low and really went for it. I wanted this to be the best run of the day. Not just my best run, but the best run. My board lifted off the ground, and I felt as if I were flying. I grabbed my board with both hands. I could see the finish in front of me. There was a small crowd that had gathered. I tried not to look at them. From the corner of my eye, though, something seemed out of the ordinary. I barely turned my head, wondering, is that a gorilla wearing a clown wig? Just like that, it was over. I lost control for a second, a split second. My balance shifted. Not too much, but just enough to mess up my landing. The first thing to hit the snow was the front edge of my board. I was moving forward at full speed, so when I hit the ground, I hit hard. My board dug deep into the snow and stopped when it hit the frozen surface. My body, of course, shot forward. I hit the packed snow 10 feet in front of where my board landed. I hit hard with a loud thud that I could hear and feel in my ears. Instantly, the breath was knocked from my lungs. My teeth rattled inside my head. Everything became a blur. My mouth and nose filled with snow. My goggles flew off my helmet. I opened and closed my eyes as I flipped down the hill. I caught a glimpse of the sky, then some snow. The cycle repeated itself as I kept flipping. Sky, snow, sky, snow. I felt like I was caught in a washing machine. I tried to stop, but there was nothing I could do.